Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jack, he used Rhett.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because Jack did this.
The 2-2 pitch. Caglione hits it high in the air. Deep right center field. Adolis Garcia's at the wall. It's gone. Watch it fly. Jack Caglione. His first big league home run. A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder.
All right, let's talk about that for just a second, Drew. What did you notice about that home run? It's actually a very big positive. I want to hear from you. What did you notice?
I mean, the ease at which it looked like he swung. You're talking about visually.
No, I'm just what happened or transpired during that call that you can appreciate because.
Play it again.
There's no controversy about it. It's something that you really hoped would happen, and it did. I played it again.
The 2-2 pitch. Caglione hits it high in the air. Deep right center field. Adolis Garcia's at the wall. It's gone. Watch it fly. Jack Caglione. His first big league home run. A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder.
What did you notice, Drew, or take away from that? And you say, that is cool how that worked out. I'm not talking about Jack's power. We all know Jack's got power. Well, there's a couple things. First of all, that ball was really high, right? It was like
that was a ball that he hit a home run
off. It's like the fourth most in Statcast for being that high. I mean, he went high for that ball and knocked it over. That just shows his power because that ball was high when he knocked it. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Deep right center? Deep right center?
I'm going to play a second home run. It's very similar. No. What you notice about that is, and what I appreciate, is the baseball for the first home run went into the Rangers bullpen. That means it's easily getting the ball back. I doubt the Rangers are going to be asking for a bat or an autograph. I doubt they're going to do that. But, you know, it's like Joe Goldberg was always, waiting in the right field in case he hit it. But wasn't that perfect timing for Jack to hit his first home run in the Rangers bullpen? Not Cody Tapp, who's down there dancing in Texas and decided not to go to the game, which is another story in itself. But he hit the ball into the bullpen, which means he gets it right back, right? Didn't have to give a jersey. Royals didn't have to give up a bunch of tickets. He didn't have to give up autographs. But unless the Rangers want him, which I doubt they will. But because they're not going to. I'm just joking. But it goes right into the Rangers bullpen. And wasn't that perfect?
I don't know if Jake said it with the second one where he used the word thunder. I think that should be part of the call from here on out of a Jack Caglione home run. Like he brings the thunder. I don't know. Something along that line.
Here's the second one. Now listen, it's almost like the first though. Deep right center.
The pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to right center field. Garcia turns around, watches it fly. Home run, Jack Caglione. Make it two for Cags today in Texas. 4-1 Royals in the top of the ninth inning.
That's right. That was tattooed. Yep. That went 439 feet. Keep this in mind. Vinny hit one the other night, night one of the series. They went 413 feet, but it was caught. Like, that's what sucked, because other people hit home runs in that game against Leiter, but Vinny actually hit him further than that. But Jack Keglione, now here's the thing, Drew. You don't take that many bets, do you? Did these guys really bet on him being American League Rookie of the Year? Honestly.
They might have. I have no idea.
So you don't know if Gold did? Because I can see Gold doing that, which isn't the worst bet in the world. Or Cody doing it. I mean, I just don't know. But I'll say this. Nick Kurtz, by the way, the ace, the guy that hit the walk-off against the Royals last weekend, he hit his third. Keep in mind, he was drafted two spots before Jack. He hit his third walk-off this week for the A's. So it's going to be a tough challenge. But do you remember where you were when Jack hit this home run? Everybody's been waiting for this. You guys have been waiting for this. You guys went to Springfield. You got in your car and drove down to Springfield to watch Jack in Double-A. The Dust Man and Gold went up to Omaha.
Yeah, they did.
To watch Jack in Triple-A in a short stint. Dusty and Gold went to St. Louis to watch Dude when he made his debut. And then he hits that home run. Where were you, buddy? Where were you? Because everybody was waiting for Jack. Jack was waiting for it. Like, trust me, that guy might have been pressing. He got the day off yesterday. Again, smooth transition. This is what happens. You give him a day off. He comes in refreshed. And that ball was going out of that yard, come hell or high water, as high as he hit that first one.
I was at home. I was watching the game.
Were you watching the moment that Jack hit it?
Yes, I was. The second one, I was not.
What on earth would you have been doing?
I think I was in the kitchen. I had my back turned to the TV.
Why would you get up when Jack's going to hit?
Because I was making food. I was.
But there's other guys to get up and do that for. The Rangers bat, you could have done. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Jack, to me, has made it to don't get up and grab a beer segment. Because I did get up and grab a beer. And yes, I know text line. They did play in the afternoon, but whatever. You don't. Jack has made that category now. It's become a guy that you don't get up and grab that beer when he's coming to plate. When you look at the scorebooks, oh, he's coming up second hitter or third hitter or whatever. You just don't get up and do it, Drew. You don't do it. You watch it. I digress. You know, here's a guy that you think of being the answer for the Royals. I think he felt a little bit of that pressure, and it was always going to happen. You know, when he got up here and this team starved for power, they couldn't hit home runs, and then all of a sudden they start hitting better, even though he wasn't quite hitting the ball like you wanted him to see. He had that nice four-hit day against the White Sox, which a lot of people do because that is America's booty call. Forget the fact they're winning games and they beat the Royals 2 out of 3. They still are. But he gets 4 hits against them. But now the floodgates are open, aren't they? When's he going to hit the first one at Kauffman? When is that going to happen? Is that going to happen? Because who knows? He may hit a couple more in San Diego. We don't know that. Jack completely did that. Did it against the Dodgers? Shohei Ohtani versus Jack Keglione? You kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? Shohei's pitching and Jack takes him deep?
I would say he hits one next week at some point between Tampa and the Dodgers, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool if he hit it off Ohtani? Because Ohtani, man.
Oh, I mean, of course.
Ohtani was hit twice against the Padres. Royals see the Padres tonight. Dodgers tested that group, man. They tested that group mentally. They had a bench-clearing brawl last night. Not with Ohtani, because Ohtani waved them off. But the benches did come out when Tatis got hit by the Padres. There's some bad blood between the Dodgers and Padres. So hopefully they're mentally worn out. Hopefully they're mentally worn out before they play the Royals tonight, which they couldn't. Tatis, we heard about Tatis. I know that Machado was...
Fernando?
Yeah, he was talking about his... Manny was talking about Fernando's x-rays and everything, and he said, they better hope those x-rays come out clean. What? You had a chance to hit your star, and you planted one on Ohtani twice. So don't tell me about that, Manny.
So somebody from the text line from the 913 wants to know if we've seen the Lumberjack nickname stuff. I think that actually...
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a great nickname.
I think...
That's a fantastic nickname.
Rex uses that a lot, I think.
I like it. I really like it. Lumberjack. I think you could make... T-shirts out of that, more than obviously just Cags. I mean, we have the Cag shirts, but
shirts are nice.
I think we should jump on the potential for a Lumberjack shirt, you know?
Typically don't buy Kansas City jerseys, Drew. Would you, like, do you have a Cag shirt?
Yeah, I wore it to the sporting game that I went to last week, or this past weekend.
Does Dusty Likens have the Cags jersey?
Yes, he has a Keglione custom jersey.
But anyway, Rex, that Lumberjack, that's awesome. That's probably what it should be. Text line says, come on, Bank, that pitch was neck high. Yeah, it was. It was like the fourth highest, as I said, since StatCast. Once Bobby Witt Jr. hit one that was just a little bit underneath that. But yeah, it was high, but he launched it. And it's all, it just shows his power. It didn't matter where it's at. He won that home run bad. And then the funny thing, he gets the silent treatment in the dugout after hitting it. It was kind of funny sitting there high-fiving and waving to, you know, nobody. Because that's what happens in major league dugouts when guys hit their first home run. And Drew is adjusting my camera. I break cameras, man. This is not good, Drew. I think there's probably a lot of people don't want to see it. At least for a 1 o'clock hour when you and I talk college football, that would be nice for it to be on at that point, Drew. I did. But Lumberjack hits the two home runs. Rex, great nickname. If that's who gave it to him, I don't know who gave him that nickname. All as I know, if you've seen the batting gloves, I've seen a few other guys in Major League Baseball wear those kind of batting gloves. They look different than the typical Franklins or the ones like New Balance that Otani wears. They kind of look like, you know, getting the business. They were yellow. They kind of look like what you'd be outside in the backyard with. Now they're kind of bluish. But man, they're cool. But the Royals and Padres tonight for three. This is, Alex and I had that conversation. What will the Royals be after six games on the road? They're going to go 4-2. They're going to split at 3-3. They were four games under at 500 at that point. And said, as simple as it is, what happens on game one? What happens game one that sets the whole tempo for the road trip? And then you start thinking 4-2. 4-2 on the road trip if they win that first one. But then what they do? They go and win the second one. And then what they do, Drew? They win the whole damn thing. They won the whole series against their friends, the Texas Rangers, who they share spring training facilities with. Now, what says you, Drew? Now, what should we hope for the road trip? Because I don't think 3-3 is an option at this point. I think at least, even if the Padres win 2 out of 3, which they're still a good team, I get it. I think you'd want 2 out of 3 from the Padres, but would you be settled for just one? Because that guarantees you a 4-2 road trip.
I mean, yeah, I think the expectation going to San Diego is that you get one, at least one out of it. I know that obviously, as you mentioned, they're, you know, very solid team. They're dealing with some pitching injuries as well. Joe Musgrove's on the IL, Yu Darvish is on the IL. So as it's another opportunity for you to continue the bats at least. You know, I think given how the pitching staff is, you should expect at least one win. As, you know, we mentioned, though, the Padres' offense is cooking pretty good, but pitching-wise,
they finally beat the Dodgers last night after losing the first two.
And you know, those games have been kind of higher scoring. So you think, okay, with our pitching staff, if you're the Royals, our pitching staff, the way that they're playing and the way the offense is going, an opportunity against a pitching staff that's dealing with some injuries, it's another chance to go ahead and beat up on them a little bit or take advantage of scoring, you know, 5-6-plus runs in every single game. I think the opportunities are there because you're going to face, you know, you're missing out. They're number one and number two are not pitching right now. So it's another opportunity for you to continue hitting the way that they've been hitting. So I would assume if they hit the way they've been hitting, along with the pitching, the way that it's been for the team, you're going to at least get one in San Diego, if not two or more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.